Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that victory is ours. And Lord, oh God, today we continue in that pathway, recognizing, oh God, that your faithfulness is demonstrated in us and through us. Your word says, and this is a victory that has overcome the world, even faith. Who is it that has overcome the world but that one that is born again? In essence, we find out in your word that we are called victors, more than conquerors. So, Lord, oh God, we thank you that this is all possible because of your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord, for grace sufficient that addresses every situation in our lives. I thank you, Lord, oh God, for the lives that are going to be touched today. Lord, oh God, lives, oh God, are going to be transformed today. Lives, oh God, whose trajectory of life, oh God, will be refashioned in a direction, oh God, that is pleasing in your sight. Father, we receive and have all that is needed and necessary for that which will be done in us this day. So, Father, by the word of faith, I declare, God, that every man, every woman, every boy, every girl in this house, those listening virtually, Lord, oh God, those online, Father, that, Lord, oh God, that your word even now is penetrating into their minds, penetrating their hearts, penetrating, Lord, oh God, their hearing. And, Lord, oh God, as your word, oh God, penetrates, faith comes, oh God, to that place where it is aligned with your perfect will. And Lord, oh God, your will be done this day in this place as it is in heaven, and your name will be hallowed. Thank you, Father, that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, before our guest speaker comes on, you may be seated. There is a video clip that introduces him. I'm going to have that video clip played as we're ready to receive him. But I want you to get your hearts ready. Be ready to receive from the heart of God. This man of God is a chosen vessel. I've known him for years. I have referring to ministers, and I've gotten great reports. I've ministered at his church, and even today, it's a miracle that we have him here, because it was just going to be virtual. He was going to speak to us from Kamloops or somewhere. And yesterday, early evening, or actually afternoon, because I was getting ready to come for the concert, he calls me and says, "I'm in Winnipeg." I said, "What Winnipeg?" That was not the plan, but God had a better plan. Amen? Praise the Lord. So he's not just going to pray for people online. He's going to be here, and he's going to touch you. And something good is going to happen. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to receive?
Yes.
Amen. Let's...
Evangelist Dr. Kufra Basinyo is the senior pastor of Winners House of Faith Church International, Rehova, Abuja, Nigeria. A multidimensional church with an apostolic mandate to transform world men into champions. He also pioneers Evangelist Kufra Winners Network, Equin, an arm of the ministry in charge of outreaches, crusades, and other charitable ventures under the auspices of Kufra Gospel Ministry, KG, a partnership between the age of 7 in his hometown, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State.
Hallelujah. Church, praise the Lord. Are you excited to be here? All right. I'd like you to take 1 minute and lift your hands up. In view, if you don't mind, if you can just stand and just worship the Lord. As we go to God in worship, I want you to know that there is something about this meeting. God put this together. Like Daddy just said, it's not a coincidence. I wasn't meant to be here. But last minute, God made it possible for me to be in Winnipeg in person. So I come to agree with the anointing of God that is resident here today, that your life will be transformed in Jesus' name. I'd like you to do God the honor of celebrating the gift of God. Our Father is not just a man of God. He's a gift to this generation and this church and this community. Please do the Lord the honor of honoring the grace of God with a clap of hand. Thank you, sir, so much for the love, the fatherly advice, the support for all these years. Thank you so very much. I'm so grateful, and I thank God for being here today. I'm excited, and I know that someone's life is about to change. You will lift your hands and just worship the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the name of the Lord. David said, "I will bless the Lord. Hayabako vesekedia. I will honor, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord." Now let your soul make her boast in the Lord. Lift your hands, close your eyes, raise it up, and just tell him, "Thank you for the privilege of your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence is where my miracle, my healing, my deliverance, my salvation, my conviction, my future and testimony lies in your presence. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And I want you to exalt the name of the Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you worship. We exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We honor you, Lord, for what you have done, for what you are doing, and for what you are about to do. Spirit of God, we ask that you have your way. Speak to us, break chains and give us the guarantee of the help that has been given by the promise of the gospel. We are grateful tonight for what you are doing, and we thank you in advance because you are perfecting it all today. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. I like you to scream out that amen and let the environment know you are in church. Give it a powerful amen. That looks lively. Another amen. Glory to the name of the Lord. Help me walk to 3-4 people and tell them, tonight is your night. Shake their hands, give them a hug, tell them, tonight is your night. Hallelujah. Tonight is my night. Sometimes it takes just one encounter to have it all. And tonight you're going to have that encounter in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap for yourselves. I just remembered, can you honor mommy in absentia? She's not here, but I believe she's watching and she needs to know that you love her, I love her, and we celebrate her. Please honor the woman of God. Thank you, Lord. All right, then. Do take your seat, and you are blessed. I want to appreciate God for the leadership of the church. Thanks for standing with our Father. Thanks for being there. And this is a great work, and we are so excited and proud of what God is doing. And we believe that what is to come is way better than what we've seen. The glory of the latter will be better than the former. Amen. I am late tonight to speak very quickly on what I call oiled to run. And this is not very conventional, but I am very convinced that there is something about your experience, whether you're watching virtually or you're live here, there is something about this meeting. And sometimes you need to know that it takes a meeting for the fullness of your destiny to be, sometimes it takes just one meeting for the fullness of your destiny to be established, for the promise of God to be confirmed. Moses ran from Egypt, which was his primary calling, but he had a meeting with God in the burning bush, and that one meeting took him back to his lost assignment and perfected his calling. Mary, the mother of Christ, encountered a meeting with an angel, and that bettered what we celebrate all over the world today as our salvation. One encounter is enough to bring about a revolution. But there are three things I want to appeal to you. It doesn't matter how many of you are watching online, are here. Listen, if you get this right, you're not going to miss anything. Number one, you need to focus. It takes a person of focus to be able to extract from the encounter and the meeting. You can be in the Bible says the man that lied at the pool of Bethesda was there among thousands of impotent men. But he had the attention of Elohim right in front of him. He almost missed it because it takes focus to know what is yours and how to take it. He asked him, would thou be made whole? Very, very logical. It sounds somehow. You see an impotent man. You know he needs healing. And you are asking him, why would God ask you when he knows what you already need? He wants to be sure that your focus is apt. And you know what you want out of the meeting. You're not just there because it's a religious, you know, every Sunday we meet in church, every time we have meetings. No. He wants you to know that this is not just one of the, you know, regular meetings. This is your meeting. Tell your neighbor, this is your meeting. And if you are ready, then God is ready. Somebody say amen. Number two, he wants you to be prepared to receive. You see, expectation is the mother of delivery. Expectation answers to perfection. If God is going to perfect your expectation, then there must be a primary expectation. He says the expectation of the righteous. So you can be righteous and not expectant. He said the expectation of the righteous shall not be. So you can be righteous, and if you're not expectant, you will lose. Not because you shouldn't. There is so much in his presence. And today, I believe God that God is going to do great things with you. I would have loved to share testimonies with you of what God is doing. God picked me up as a child. I didn't know my left to my right. But gave me such encounter that stirred the whole world. We see healings, blind eyes open. The one that happened in Malaysia blew my mind. A man has been crippled for 15 years, never walked. On the instance of a casual meeting just like this, not planned, and the Spirit of God picked him up, impacted him for the first time in 15 years, stood on his own out of his wheelchair. Let me tell you how the meeting ended. He ended up pushing his own wheelchair. Yes. The next day, sir, the church was packed. And you know, Kuala Lumpur is not a Christian state. It's of the other religion. The place was packed. And the Spirit of God dealt with me and told me, he said, I did this not because you are a miracle worker and I want to make you popular. I did this because these people don't understand the word. They understand what they see. And this sign shall follow. And when they saw the sign, the call to salvation was not a difficult thing. I'm believing God that God is going to do something in your life that will convince people to fill up this auditorium. I'm telling you because your testimony is God's message. Message is not just what we preach, but our lifestyle. It's also a message. Your morality, your spirituality, your commitment, your passion, and your result speak in loud volume than the opinion of those who like you or don't. Somebody say amen. Amen. The third thing I want to identify is your receptivity. Because there are a lot of people who are around grace who are not willing to receive. When you are locked off, there is no invasion. There is no way God can fill your heart, access. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door. I'm sorry, please. I am an evangelist, so I'm a little bit. So sometimes if you're not used to it, you may feel I'm not shouting. I'm speaking as the Spirit gives me interpretation. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So when you are not receptive, you can be around fire and be cold. The proof of hanging around fire is the warmth. You will become warm. The proof of hanging around water is you become cold. When you're around the fire of God, there is a revival. And that's what God is going to stir up today. Not just revival spiritually, but in your personal life, in your physical life, in your health, in your finances, in your career, and in your pursuit of God. You are going to be revived. You're going to be stirred up. That's what God is going to do. And the receptivity is tied to the impartation of the oil. So today I want to talk about the oil because, listen to me, it is a huge mistake to assume that you can do it on your own. Scripture records in Ecclesiastes chapter number 9 and verse 11. Please, I would like very quick response with scriptures. I'm going to go ahead and give you the foundational scripture, but the Bible says in this very important scripture that we all quote sometimes, he said, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to the men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But there's something that's there. But time and chance happened to them all. So if you depend on your skill, on your knowledge, on your connections, on your influence, you might miss it. Because all of that is good, but you need two legs to run. One of the biggest mistakes we make in our generation is that we assume that we can run with one leg. There's no competition that is athlete connected that is just. Have you ever seen somebody amputated one leg running a race with? You are going to fail before you start. You need two legs to run. And the two legs I'm talking about here is both your skill and your spirituality. You need the oil and you need your profession. You need the oil and you need character. You need the oil. Are you getting what I'm saying? The oil represents the anointing. The oil represents the grace of God. The oil represents the impartation of God. Somebody say, I need the oil. You're not saying it like you need it. I'd like you to say it with full conviction in your spirit. I need the oil. That's the spirit. So that's what I want to talk about today. And I'd like us to look at Deuteronomy chapter number 33 and verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter number 33 and verse 24. And there is a very important point of this scripture that I like every one of us to take note of. And because of this, I'd like us to read it together. It's on the screen. Let's do it. One, two, go, everybody. And of Asa, he said, let Asa be blessed. Wait, don't rush it. Let Asa, number one, be blessed. Blessed with what? Blessed with children. Number two, let him be accepted to his brethren. There's something here you need to capture. Let him be accepted to all his brethren. And let him do what? Listen to me. All of that blessing is tied to the oil here. The programming of God, he's trying to explain to you. Asa, you will not just be a blessing, but you will be blessed. One of the proof of blessing, like he told Abraham, he said, I will make you a blessing and then I will make you a father. So fatherhood is a manifestation of the blessing. I'll make a father of many nations. So he said, let Asa be blessed. But as a proof of the blessing, let him be with children, not just children. You see, there are children God gives you, and you know you just have plenty of children. But sometimes it comes one, and one is better than 100 because of the quality of blessing impacted of that child. That's what happened to Samuel. One. And you know, there's a mystery in this kingdom. And one of the mysteries of God is that as I was talking with our father this afternoon when we had lunch, he said something that impressed me, but this is how it interpreted to me. In this kingdom, there's a mystery the world doesn't understand. And God deliberately did it this way. Because if the world knew this, they would manipulate you. That's why the Bible says, oh, if they had known, they would not have crucified the King of Glory. Because they thought that the mystery of God is regular or, you know, similar to the earthly mystery. So the earth operates like this. The Bible says, there's he that keepeth plenty and loses everything. But there's he that scattereth. In this kingdom, we are scatterers. There's he that scattereth and turneth to plenty. So this is the reverse and how it works. In the world, you will have to amass a lot of wealth. Keep. You're not a giver. You keep keeping, then you grow big. And then you look like the pinnacle of Egypt that has a small pin at the top and it's wealthy down here because the boss is up there and he's owner of all this wealth. But in the kingdom, the more you die, the richer you become. That's the reverse. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So the world doesn't understand this mystery. So they assume that if we kill one Jesus, because he's the only one preaching how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, that he alone went about doing good. So while Jesus was alive, he was the healer, he was the deliverer, he was everything. So they just thought if we take him out, we are done with the gospel. If we take him out, there's no Christianity anymore. So they did not know the mystery of the kingdom is activated that when you kill one, one becomes billions. Oh my God. Listen to me. If you think you can take me out, you are messing yourself up. Because the more I die, the more I live. Paul the Apostle said in the book of Galatians, he made it very clear. He said, I am crucified with Christ. I'm dead. And let me tell you one thing about death. Death doesn't look for dead people. Death look for living people. The day you die, the day you are done with death. Death can't find dead people. Death looks for living people. So when you are dead to sin, when you are dead to fear, when you are dead to all the issues that concern your emotions, and you are daring enough to pursue the will, the counsel of the Lord, I can assure you death can't find you. That's why people with the anointing, with the oil, they are not afraid of death. Because death has nothing on you when the oil is on you, genuinely. He said, I'm crucified, I'm dead. He said, yet I live. But this is the mystery. He said, no longer I. Not the Paul you could kill. Not the Paul cancer could kill. Not the Paul eye pain could break down. Not the Paul. This is now Christ. I live, but no longer I that live. But Christ that died, and I died with him. He said, his grace, his gift, his anointed lives in me. So I am not afraid of death. Help me tell your neighbor, I'm not afraid of death. I don't know what has threatened your life, threatened your existence, threatened your intelligence. You are so intelligent as a child, but yet you can't write a common exam and clear it. I want to bring to your notice today, the anointing is coming upon you. Help me tell three people, the anointing is coming upon you. Those of you watching online, get ready. The anointing is coming upon you. Those of you here right now, the anointing, you are going to do what they said. I know your doctor told you, you just have few months to live, but there is an anointing that breaks the rule. There's an anointing that ends the pattern. There's an anointing that settles the case. I don't care how long the court case has been adjourned. There is an anointing that can end what looks endless. Oh my God, can I challenge you today? You got to stand up right now, lift up your right hand and say, the story of my life is about to change because of the oil that is coming upon me. Shout aloud, amen. So he says, this mystery is very deep, Daddy. He says, let him dip his foot in oil, because if you will go far, you must understand that there is a supernatural dimension to your speed. You don't go far because you are equipped with Western education. You don't go far because you know people in the parliament or in the government or in high places. I preached some weeks ago before I came over here in a very, very unique church. And I told them, and I said something to the ladies who are upcoming. I said, you don't go to high places with your high heels. Sometimes you need to know, not by power and not by might, but by the Spirit. Help me tell your neighbor, by the Spirit. And the oil is one of the proofs and one of the impartations that confirms the availability, the influence of the Spirit. Everyone that manifested the Spirit of God, most of them from the Old Testament to the New, you will see the impartation of the oil. Prophecies are delayed until the oil comes. Oh. Do you know God told Elijah, you want to die just because Jezebel threatened you? All right, since I've given you water, I've given you drink and cake, and you say you still want to die. Now divide your anointing into three. Take one gift to Hazael. Take another gift to Elisha to be prophet in thy stead. And take a third dimension and give to Jehovah. And the Bible says that prophecy was given but not activated until the day the prophet told a younger prophet, he said, carry the oil, go to the house of Nimshi and find Jehovah among his brethren. He said, you will pick him out. One of the identification tool or one of the impact of the oil is that it picks you out of the crowd. It distinguishes you. You see, where everybody's qualified, God makes you more qualified, higher. The oil separates you. The oil distinguishes you. The oil makes you better than the best. Oh my God, I don't know who is contending with you, contesting with you, competing with you. Be distinguished by the oil. If I hear your amen, let it be your portion. There is a distinctive grace that comes with the oil. It stops your toiling. The man was picked, anointed. The Bible says immediately oil came. In fact, the prophet of God said, immediately you anoint him, run him, because the oil activates the prophecy. The prophecy may have been for 100 years, but there was no oil to stir it. The word may have come that you will have a child, and you look barren, and God says, wait until the oil comes. Am I making sense here? Sometimes what you're waiting on is the oil, not the prophecy. The prophecy sounds good, but it looks like, God, are you lying? How come it's waiting this long? Child of God, go look for the oil. The oil is going to stir up the manifestation. The oil is going to bet a new beginning. Who is hungry for the oil here? Wave your hands and shout a big hallelujah. So he says, let him dip his foot so that all of this prophecy of Asa will come to pass. Dip your foot in oil, 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 oil. And very quickly, I like us to go a bit further by taking note of a few things. If you can, I'd like you to note these things very quickly. Hallelujah to Jesus. I said it earlier, life doesn't happen because you are smart. It happens because you are oiled. That's the truth. So oil triggers the covenant. Oil triggers the covenant. Oil makes what was promised and prophesied come to pass with speed. Next thing I'd like you to note, to be oiled means, this is what it means. It means you are worthy of. To be oiled means you have been chosen for. Chosen for a purpose. Chosen for a responsibility. chosen for an assignment. You see, when the oil chooses you, you can't help it. Have you ever seen people who are chosen to be kings? And some of them don't like to be publicly, they are public shy. They don't want to be, they don't love monarchy, they don't love the throne, but they are online. You can't help it. Even if you are a he or she, you just have to bow to your calling. When the oil comes upon you, whether you like it or not, it's too late to be poor. It's too late to be a failure. It's too late to go down because the oil has chosen you. Am I making sense here? When the oil picks you, it positions you for manifestation. Are you with me? Glory to the name of the Lord. So the oil means you are chosen for. The oil upon you means you are elected by grace. The oil upon you means you are consecrated and coronated for. The crown is on you. By law, the crown was supposed to be not Solomon's crown. By law, it was supposed to be either Adonijah's, Absalom's, or other sons of David. But by oil, it landed on Solomon. The oil makes the disqualified qualified. And sometimes when oil comes upon you, it doesn't come upon you based on your history. Because by the history of Solomon, he was seen as the illegitimate son of the King David. Who is your mother? Where do you come from? What's your color skin? The oil breaks the barrier of racism. The oil can make a nobody somebody. Hey, somebody say the oil. Lay your hands on your brother, your sister that is next to you. Touch them by the shoulder and tell them the oil is on you. Brother, get ready. You will live and you will overcome that doctor's report because the oil is coming upon you. You are going to pass that exam and qualify. If you're believing God for an upgraded immigration status, it's going to come because the oil is on you. You are going to go to school and finish your education because you're going to marry and settle. You're going to conceive. We had a situation in a church, a woman who came and they said it was impossible for her to be pregnant because she had a spinal cord injury and she's very young, 27 or thereabout. And she got married, joined her team in church and was cleaning the church, joined the department, the husband joined the protocol team, and they were waiting on God. On one prophetic service, I stood out there and the Spirit of God said, call that lady. And I called her and the Spirit of God said, tell her that she will dedicate all her children at once on this altar. I didn't understand the prophecy. You see, one of the mistakes of prophet is to try to understand God. Stop, just speak it as it comes. Forget about, if you want to, we never know how it happens. Just run with it. Let me give you two examples that, you know, validates what I just said. Number one, do you remember the wedding in Canaan in Galilee? How many of you remember that wedding? There are Bible people here, so you know what I'm talking about. The Bible says, we only knew when Jesus said, fill the water pot with water. We never knew how water turned to wine. It was never, there's a mystery. If you want to think about it, you'll go crazy. Because it's not logically proven. It's not, or you can't understand how a poor man will suddenly be a rich man. You can't understand how someone that is not qualified will now be given the job. You will never understand how Esther, that is so uneducated and very naive about royal duties, she doesn't even know how to walk like a royal. She was walking like a village girl, but the oil came upon her and qualified her in the midst of princesses who were trained to be queen. You will never understand how Jesus says there are 5,000 people and there is no food, but tell them to sit on the grass because 7 loaves of bread and just 2 fishes will be broken and it will be enough for everybody to eat and remain 12 baskets, 7 loaves. We saw as he broke the bread, we saw him lift it up to give thanks to God, but we never saw when he multiplied. We only know that when they shared it, it fed over 5,000 people, and it was, in fact, when they gathered the fragment, it was over 12 baskets. That's a mystery of God. Tell your neighbor, I'm a mystery. Don't try to find me out. Don't try to investigate me. Don't try to check out how did it happen, because you will never understand. You get crazy trying to investigate how God raised me, how God pulled me out of shame, how God pulled me out of addiction, how God pulled me out of any form of... I'm talking about you now. You people won't understand the story. They will only understand by eternity when we get to heaven and we ask God. Certain questions we can't answer. It was... Daddy was telling me today, he said, there are certain questions you can't understand on earth. I'll leave that for another day. Amen. Somebody say amen. All right. I want you to write down these few facts before I begin to pray. And at the end of this meeting, I'm going to be praying for healing. The sickness that came with you is not going back with you. I don't know what overwhelmed you, overpowered your faith so much that you don't believe anymore, because you just feel, I prayed about it, nothing happened. I fasted about it, nothing happened. I came to join force with this great man of God, because you don't know what you have. Sometimes the value of what you have is celebrated most outside, because there is no familiarity. But we play with what we have, so we don't benefit much from what we have. I came to join with him to declare, your liberty shall not be questioned. You're coming out of anything you're fighting with that you can't find an explanation. You don't understand why you are where you are. You don't like where you are. You are in the bottom of the lion's den, and you don't know how and what you did. Sometimes you were doing good. Daniel was trying to help the kingdom of Medes and Persia. What was my wrong? Just prayer? Just going to church? Is that the only thing? But I've built the economy. I have taught them how to preserve their finances. This government has grown the economy. Economy has expanded because I have been part of the system. So is it just prayer, one wrong thing I did or one good thing I did that you are using to judge me? And it landed him in the lion's den. And he stands and says, God, I don't like where I am, but I can't tell why you permitted me to go through this. Doesn't it baffle you? Daniel was a man of prayer. While he was praying, they arrested him. God did nothing. They took him to court, summoned him, God did not. They took him before the king. The king perfected the judgment. God did nothing. They took him in front of, I thought an angel will appear before they cast him into the den and said, that's my son Daniel. Don't touch him. Nothing happened. They threw him into the lion's den. Nothing happened. But let me shock you and tell you where something happened. Immediately he landed at the bottom. Sometimes when you get to the rock bottom, and then he confronted the lion face to face. And then something happened. The lion could not consume lions, because he was representing a lion. It's called the lion of the tribe of Judah. The lions got starved but couldn't eat what they saw as food, because there was grace oil upon him. You see, oil sometimes is proven not by deliverance, but in trouble. There are things God won't deliver you from because he wants to prove he anointed you. If he delivers you from it, you won't know. You, some of you will never know how anointed you are until you go through trials and then see what should finish you, kill you, end your life, end your ministry, end your mission. The same thing becomes fertilizer, becomes protein. What was meant to kill you now elevates you. That's how you know you are oiled. Tell your neighbor, oil day my head. Speak some pigeon fear for me. Tell another person, there's oil on my head. Don't play with me. Don't joke with me. Don't try to manipulate me. Don't try to mix me up. Don't try to accuse me falsely. Don't try to come against me. The oil on my head is speaking. The Bible says there's a blood that speaketh, and it speaks better things. That blood is the oil of God. And there are questions that will be answered tonight. So the oil will distinguish. Please write down these few facts. When you are anointed for something, these are the things you see manifest. Number one, you would defile the impossible. What they say is not possible is what will become possible. You will break the stronghold of incompetence. What naturally you're not competent to do, you begin to do it. The Bible says the disciples of Jesus were not learned. They were unschooled. But there was so much proof that people knew that they were with Jesus. Incompetence is totally diminished where the oil is impacted. Next, the inability, the lack of energy to dare to achieve your goal, your mission, your target is consumed by the oil. You see, people, I can do it, but I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I don't have the strength, I'm out of strength, I'm emotionally down, I am sick, I'm weary, I don't think I can continue in this marriage, I don't think I can continue in this job, I don't think I can make it, I give up on my career. No, you don't give up when you are oil, you run. You run to the finishing line. Somebody say amen. Let me pray for somebody who can dare to lift his or her right hand right now. The target and the purpose of your life and destiny, you will not miss it in this year. You will finish your race. You will finish your mission. You are not going to die until you finish all God has ordained for you. Let me hear the loudest amen. Receive it right now. Glory to God. Next is that excuses are consumed. When you are old, you know those lazy excuses, those very inconsequential excuses, they are consumed. What should be an excuse now becomes a testimony. You don't have any excuse to fail. Help me tell your neighbor, say, you have no excuse to fail. Talk like you're prophesying. Tell the person, I prophesy. Go and make it. Go and finish what you started. Go and get the job. Go and get your application done. Go and get married. Go get your children. Go get your business. Go get it. You have no excuse. Somebody shout aloud, amen. If the treatment is no longer working, the oil will become the treatment. Let me tell you, that cancer will bow. That threat is going because you are oiled. So hallelujah to Jesus. That's what the oil does. You run. They that wait upon the Lord, they renew strength and they run. Someone say, I will run. Prophesy to seven people around you. If you can stand up, walk up to seven people, tell them, get ready, run. You are running the race of 2025. You are getting there. You will fulfill it. You will perfect it. You will get to your testimony. You will rise to your full potential. Hey, run! Get there. Get in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody give the Lord a rousing shout in the house. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Those who are old are always shocked at the capacity of what the function, the operational grace that comes upon them. It's something they never anticipated. They always be surprised. Hallelujah to Jesus. I notice when the oil comes upon a man, you begin to do things that even your physical body can't carry. The oil came upon David. The Bible says the whole of Israel, including King Saul, ran from Goliath. Sir, the Bible describes Saul as the tallest man in Israel. But yet the shortest man in Israel defeated what he ran from. He ran! I don't know who has been running. You've been running from your fear, running from your doubt. Running from, am I sure, can I, will I make it? I'm not sure it's going to work. You're running. Tell your neighbor, stop running. Here is the oil. Hallelujah. Ministry can work. You can break limitations. The ancestral curses can be broken. The stronghold of Canada can be broken. The forces that fight Winnipeg will bow. Because there is oil. The Bible says when everybody ran from Goliath, the Bible says David ran towards. The difference is the oil. The difference is what? The oil. You'll find that detail in 1 Samuel chapter number 17, verse 15. If you read verse 48 to verse 51, verse 51 to verse 40, verse 50 to verse 51, you get that detail. But time will not permit me. I need to rush this because I need to pray for somebody tonight. Hallelujah. We see the account of Jehu. The Bible records that when the oil came upon him, immediately he ran to attack Jezebel and her stronghold to fulfill a prophecy. You see, I noticed the oil. God is a very, how do I explain this? God is investment conscious. I've never seen God anoint somebody and leave the person. If you fight an anointed person, you've messed your life up. You see, people who are anointed, leave them with God. The biggest mistake of Jezebel was to fight Elijah. See, even when Elijah messed up by being discouraged and wanting to die, God still put vengeance on Jezebel. Even when she seemed like she won. Because when Elijah left, it looked like a defeat. He went up with a wild wind. But God said, Jezebel, don't think you've won. Like I'm addressing your enemies right now. They think they've won. Oh my God. They thought that if they left church, church would close down. They thought that without them, it's not going to work. I bring some news for you. You have not won. God is waiting to anoint Jehu. Jezebel, your vengeance is coming. I don't know who I'm talking to here. It looks like what has embattled you for years looks like they have an upper hand. It looks like they are winning. And you that is serving God looks like you are getting. No, you are not losing. The oil is warming up. And there's going to be a demarcation line. Let the loudest amen receive God's attention tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible records the judgment activated. Pam! And he went up and saw two eunuchs. He said, oh yeah, push her down. And that was the end of the ministry of Jezebel. And that that ended the manifestation of the worship of Baal. Permanently. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want you to know that anything that you've bound, you've casted, you've prayed, and is still looking for ways of expression. Do you know the same Baal? God, through the ministry of Elijah, had stopped the worship of Baal at Mount Carmel. When the Bible says the fire fell and they slaughtered themselves, we thought that was the end of. But after Elijah left, Baal was still worshipped underground. And God, when Jezebel died, that was the final nailing point. He said, I want to pray for somebody who your father tried to end it, but it ended up ending your father. You are the Jehu that will end it permanently. Where your mother failed, you are going to rise and finish the. Oh my God, who am I talking to here? I put that mark upon you. Latika Parusu Balisataya. You will finish what your genealogy couldn't finish. Somebody shout a loud amen. Glory to the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. We see the account of Jesus in Mark chapter number 14 and in Matthew chapter 26. I won't take time to read it, but you see the Bible confirming that Jesus was anointed and he ran. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power and he ran. He went. He went about doing good. Two times Jesus was majorly anointed. One of the times Jesus was anointed was by God. The next time, his feet were anointed by a, so to say, unbeliever girl. The Bible says she broke her alabaster box and anointed the feet of Jesus. And after Jesus was anointed, people mocked and said, how would God, Jesus, will allow a worldly person bring so much oil to? But Jesus said, you are mocking her, but you don't know this oil is a prophecy. She's preparing me for my burial. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Let me bring to you that what Jesus meant there is not a negative thing. He's saying that every journey I started, you see, whatever begins has an end. Some people start well, they don't end well. He's saying what she's prophesying is that I will end well. I will end up defeating. I will end up meeting my target. I will end up finishing my race. I will end up finishing my journey. So it was a prophecy, and Jesus celebrated it. While other people thought that it was a time to mourn, Jesus foresaw the victory. The oil on the feet. Hallelujah. So let me summarize with what happens when your feet is anointed with oil. What are the manifestations? I'm trying to do a few of them, and then we're good. All right? Number one, please take note of this. Write it down if you're writing. There is a massive... There's a massive impartation for the overflow. The overflow becomes easy. You know, Psalm 23 and verse 5 says it. In fact, it's very familiar. We can read it, but I'd like us to put it on the screen and let's look at verse. Yes. Thou, everybody, let's read it together. Psalm 23 and verse 5. Can we read it? It's on the screen. Want to go? Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. How do we know that table has been prepared? Thou anointest my head. With what? What is going to overflow? This is what happens to your hand when your head is anointed, when your feet is anointed, when you are anointed. Whatever, you see, the hand represents what you do. Your work, your job, your ministry, your business, your career, everything you do, the hand is a symbol of the work of your hand. Have you ever heard the Bible talks about that he will bless the works of your hand? That's what it means. So he says, thou anointest my head and the cup in my hand. It means the work of my hand. It overflows, not because I labor too much, not because I'm smarter than others, but because oil has touched my life. This is why I can go to school and do the same thing others are toiling to do, and I succeed with ease. The oil. The oil is a propeller. The oil motivates. The oil will instigate the positive. Somebody say amen. Number two, you are oiled to stop toiling. The reason why people toil endlessly is because they are not oiled. No matter how beautiful your car is, if the engine oil is not available, you are running to knock. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So while we are busy admiring the physical looks of your car, we need to be sure oil is still there. That's how many people are physically, oh, so exotic, very classy. Some ladies, the eyelashes can start from here to there, and the wig is so high, and then their high heel is so up. And that's what the problem with Vashti was. The only thing, do you know, I noticed that the only thing the Bible really refers to about Vashti was beauty. There is nothing about Vashti that has to do with spirituality. Vashti didn't have a spiritual father. Vashti did not pray. Nowhere in the Bible says she was so arrogant and proud, all because of her outward appearance. Meanwhile, no oil. She was running on a knocked engine. And she was so cocky that the Bible records that for the king to bring and call Vashti to come and display her beauty before his fellow kings and his kingsmen, they had to send, maybe the people that were sent in total number were like 13 in numbers. A convoy of 13 well-bodied men were sent to beg Vashti, please, the king wants you. What kind of wife is that? That's not a wife, that's a knife. That means if the king sent maybe one or two people to come, he'll say, you are insulting my beauty. How dare you send just two people? You need to come with a convoy. Are you with me? So the king knew ahead of time, said, let me not embarrass myself, this woman with her pride. 13 men, go, bring her. And then she said, tell the king to wait. I appreciate 13 men, and it's not enough, but I can do with that. But you know what? Wait for a while. And that's how she lost the throne. And God picks an Esther whose name was Hadiza. She wasn't even, she was of a manaku barakata. She came from an old altar. Sometimes where you're coming from may look like the gate man's house. Mordecai's house may not be the best house, but it's an oiled house. You see the difference between the sons of Ishmael and the son of Abraham called Isaac? It's manifesting to you today. The son of Abraham is called Israel. And the sons of Ishmael are 12 princes. Call them Kuwait. Call them Afghanistan. Call them. They are 12 princes. Wealthy, rich, armed with bullets. But yet they can't overcome one son of covenant because of oil. For decades, for years, they have not been able to overpower one seed of Abraham called Israel. Jacob became Israel. The word came upon Jacob and he lighted upon Israel. Hey! Israel has become a force to reckon with because oil distinguishes. Have you noticed something? That when it was time for Abraham to release Ishmael, there was no oil. There was gift. There was wealth. There was water in a bottle that didn't go very far in the wilderness. In fact, it took an intervention of an angel to show her guy. He says, see, well, here, take some water, more water. But Abraham never gave the oil. But when he came to Isaac, he blessed. The impartation was the oil. Sometimes when the oil comes, it doesn't come in physical substance. It comes as the blessing. And the blessing of the Lord, it maketh. Am I making sense here? So number one, I said, you run and overflow. Number two, you stop toiling, sweating endlessly and aimlessly. Number three, it unveils your destiny and potential for manifestation. There are many people with great destinies, but they are on slow motion manifestation. They never manifest. All they hear, you'll be great, you'll be great. When will you be great? There are people with great potentials. You will never know. The first time God raised a dead baby in my ministry, I'm still in shock till now because I don't know how it happened. If you ask me how certain things happen, that's why some people that don't like me just assume like maybe he has some extra powers. The reasons they don't see, when the oil comes upon you, it's meant to be a mystery. They won't understand you. Stop trying to explain yourself to everybody. What's the secret? That you are this old, you're not yet dead. Oh, you were expecting me to die? No, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live and hit 100 years and there's nothing you can do about it, devil. You are a mystery. Stop trying to interpret it to it. Oh, the secret is that herbal tea I'm taking. Oh, the secret is that gym I'm going to. It's not the gym. It's not by power nor by might. It's the oil. Somebody say the oil. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. So it unveils your potential. There are gifts, deposit of grace upon you young children, you adults and you fathers, you mothers. God says there are so much in you. You are estimating yourself based on your chronological age. Let me tell you, the biggest deception is to walk in life based on chronological calculation. By chronological estimation, Sarah was too old to conceive a child. Abraham was already 100. Sarah was how old? 90? Are we together? You are where God money pause. It's not possible. But by Kairos, the oil qualified them. You see, the Bible must be theologically properly explained because I have seen people misunderstand certain words when scripture interprets. When the Bible talks about time, it's two different things. For example, the scripture that says that at the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah gathered everything and called fire and fire. You know that story? That is chronological timing. But there's another scripture that says, in his time, he makes all things beautiful. That is Kairos timing. There are two different timing, but the same word, time, in English. What is chronological timing? Chronology is a Greek word that interprets the normal time of men, human timing. So it says 6 a.m. The appointment is for 11:30. That's chronological timing. By 20, you should have graduated from university. By 22, you should have gotten married. By 28, you should have had 3 kids. By 40, you should have gotten your empire. That is chronological estimation. That's human being. So that's why when people size you up chronologically, they get disappointed. Oh, I thought by now you should have gotten this. You don't have it. Oh, get out. You're a failure. You're not a failure. You are a failure by their definition of chronological timing. But by divine timing, what seemingly looks chronological like a failure, divine timing has a way of repackaging that person to become the biggest success. That's chronology. And that is Kairos. In Kairos timing, God takes the worst and makes the best. He says, man, are you done with judging this man? Now let me give him my destiny. Let me interpret it. That's how it works. Somebody say, I will fulfill my potential. And I will fulfill my destiny. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And I will lastly identify direction as a result of the oil. I have never seen anybody that was oiled or that is oiled or that will be oiled that will be confused. When the oil, thou anointest my, one of the parts of the blessing, or that he said, he leadeth me in the path of, when he said, thou anointest my head with oil, when you read one of the benefits there, he said, he leads me. The oil becomes your leading. Leading to the right business, the right career, the right investment. If he sees an investment that will crash, he's going to lead you out of it. He sees a job that is going to break down, he's going to lead you out of it. He sees a relationship that will mess you up, he's going to lead you. We've made several, I've seen people with several mistakes, but I see the oil fixing people that are broken, messed up. The oil has a way of directing you. if you are seeking for direction, you are in the right place at the right time. Direction for your marriage, direction for your career, direction for your business, direction is coming as a result of the oil. Please stand to your feet and let's pray tonight. Are you blessed? If you are blessed, raise your voice to God. Raise your voice to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I don't know what you heard tonight, but God did not bring me here to just talk. God brought me here to bet a new season. You are done with a phase and you need to enter a new phase. I'm going to ask you to do something with the permission of our Father. I want everybody that came for this meeting to step out towards the altar. Just line up here. While you're coming here, expect a miracle. Expect your healing. Expect blindness to disappear. I'm not just talking about your eye being blind, but including your blind businesses, blind jobs, blind career. They are going to receive their sight. And Dibaya Komaya, everything that has burdened you. See, after today's prayer, I'd like you to take a picture of yourself. Maybe we'll take a group picture together. Because you will remember today. And you will say, that is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. And it brings rejoicing and celebration. Are you with me? So I want you to have expectation. Like I said earlier, one of the things that fertilizes the impartation of the oil is expectation. Where there is no expectation, there can't be manifestation. There must be. Even if there are arthritis in your leg, it's going to go. Pain in your body is going to go. Afflictions in your soul. Whatever spiritual demonic attack is living right now. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, first up, I'd like you to lift your hands and pray a genuine prayer of repentance. Sometimes we miss God, we fail God, and we go from one place of disappointment to the other. You're going to raise your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand before your altar in total recognition of your supremacy over my life. I submit myself, my flesh, my mind, my thoughts, my imagination. Lord, anything that has been done wrongly, forgive me. Show me mercy. I come in repentance and adjustment. I am available for your oil. Lord, I repent of deliberate mistakes and unconscious things done, wrong decisions made, going contrary to your will and your counsel. Lord, the sin of rebellion that has been committed, I repent of it. Today, I stand in agreement with your servants on this altar and declare, I surrender totally to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I give you 1 minute. Convert that confession to your prayer. Go ahead and turn that to your prayer right now. I will need the anointing oil if there's any here, I will need an anointing oil. Pray that prayer of repentance and be genuine about it. God loves a broken and contrite heart. He loves a heart that is willing to adjust, a heart that is consistent with all the process of change. If you're willing to change, if you're willing and obedient, that's the condition. If you're willing and obedient, if you are remorseful and repentant, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, repent, I will heal them from their sicknesses, from their pain, from their fears, from their doubts. I will heal them. That's what the Lord says. Go ahead and pray that prayer of repentance. Declare thunderous, amen. Next prayer you're going to pray. Please, if you pray that prayer and you meant it genuinely, God has heard you. Because if you don't repent, you are going to struggle with God. The oil doesn't work with a sinful heart. The Bible says, who will ascend before the heel of the Lord? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Your heart has to be pure. Your hands have to be clean. Void of sin. Are we together? And the Bible says, he shall ascend to the heel of the Lord. Then you can say, lift up your heads, O ye gate. And the gate of hell will never resist you. Somebody say, amen. Amen. You're going to pray the next prayer and say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that resisted me, fought my advancement, limited my blessing, I come in agreement with your servant right now. I declare, as the oil comes upon my head, as the oil comes upon my life, every toiling I have experienced expires now. In my health, in my career, in my business, in my destiny, every form of pain, of shame, of ridicule I have experienced come to an end. Now I'd like you to pray that prayer with force. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent takes it by force. You're going to take your destiny back. Go ahead and pray that prayer tonight. I want you to engage warfare right now. Warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You're going to go ahead and pray and declare, Lord, the spell of failure, limitations, injunctions that contend and contest my destiny, you break out because of the anointing. The Bible says because of the anointing, the yokes shall be broken. Every yoke of limitation, ministry limitation, satanic limitation, injunctions of any sort, you are breaking today, because of the anointing, barrenness is breaking, cancer is losing grip, satanic ploys are ending right now. In Dane Monoko Paragata, the Spirit of God is bringing revival. Revival comes upon you. Revival comes upon you. Revival comes. Hold on. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Let the satanic influence that manipulated your destiny come to an end. 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 Keep her on the chair. Just keep her there. Keep her there. Keep her there. Go and never come back again. Let her be at peace. There is a huge destiny you carry. You are the Esther of your family. Okay, maybe you don't understand this. I operate in the office of a prophet, and I stand in agreement with God's servant, your pastor, our father, to decree right now, whatever manipulated your life, get out and let her be at peace. Whatever has haunted you, you haunting spirit, lose your grip. Go, 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 go. Jesus' mighty name. Hold her, hold her. It's over. You will not carry this garment. This garment that looks like a garment of sickness. Yes, you pass now. Go. And let her be. Liberty right now. Who the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Every pain in the eye, leave. Go and let her be. Hold her, please. Hold her. Power of God. Every form of stroke, paralysis, partial stroke. Go! And be healed. The Lord restore you. The Lord bring liberty. You will find favor. Your lost favor is recovered. Where you lose, begin to gain. Gain. Enter your season. The peace of God that passes all human understanding is your portion. Oh my God. There's greatness here. But this greatness is resisted. Every resistance that has contested you, that has limited your manifestation, you try to start, but then you stop halfway. You never complete what you start. The Lord says, I should speak this word to you prophetically. The injunction is lifted. The limitation is broken. Now rise to your full potential. All that God has given to you be therefore manifested and demonstrated. Jesus, mighty name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father, thank you for peace. I like you to wipe your tears, because the same thing that's made you cry will end and you will not cry again. Give me your hand. I come in agreement with you and I speak grace, divine empowerment, the authority and the release to function where you are ordained to function. Yes, begin right now. By the influence of the Spirit of life, I declare new beginnings, a new phase. The old season is passing away. The pressure of the pain is gone. Now receive liberty. Jesus' mighty name. Receive liberty in Jesus. Man of God, there is going to be a season of laughter for you. Hallelujah. It's coming. is coming. Your labor shall not be in vain. You've labored and they taught you it's vain. It's not vain labor. I speak to you because of the anointing right now that your labor becomes literal harvest. Itani kopanda barababa. Is there some? Come stand around him. Come, sir. Stand behind him. Yes. Sir, a season of honor is coming to you. Honor. Where you were despised, relegated, humiliated, God turns it to honor for you. Congratulations. Take it. Jesus, mighty name. Hayama mama mama nakupa taiba. Vasataga. Oh my God, there's something about this woman. God is giving you the oil of gladness. Where you were depressed, sad. Is this your husband? Okay, so hold his hand. I join my faith with both of you and declare the season of restoration. He says, I will restore to you the years the cankerworm has eaten, the years the locust have eaten, the years you've labored and it looked like nothing came out of it. Now something is coming out of it. Lord, do it and let honor replace shame. Let honor replace trauma. Let honor, let triumph replace trauma. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God, I can tell you congratulations. Yes. It is done. Somebody, I'm going to ask you to lift your hands and tell God what you want. Tell him your needs now. Go ahead. Yes, so he has weight. He or she. He. Okay, so in the name of Jesus, by this prophetic instruction, the battle with that child cease right now. Amen. I declare healing. He will not die. You will not bury a child. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm seeing a restoration mantle upon you. And I don't know who your father is. Who is your biological father? He's in Nigeria. The Lord says, I'm breaking a genealogical pattern. Something he suffered. Are you his first son? Yes, because it will be a first son that will be on that. So I'm speaking raw. You see, I didn't start out as a preacher. At age 9, I couldn't preach. It's only thing is God shows me things and I say them and they come to pass. So as I'm speaking, I speak raw. The way it comes. And the Lord said, it's a pattern that needs to break. And I come in agreement with you. Listen, being religious doesn't mean you have won the battle. Somebody, your father can even be a pastor. You think? Give me your hand. Look into my eyes. I join my faith with you now. And I declare this battle line that you fought unknowingly and has resisted you. Go! And never come back again. Amen. My God, it's crying. It's breaking my heart when I say, cease, never come back again. Let him be free and let him become all that he's meant. This one will be very great. Wow! After today's anointing, oh my God, there's going to be such an outstanding breakout. How would you know the things you struggle to do on your own? Now it's going to happen with ease. You fought over these things. Oh, give me a handkerchief. Take my handkerchief. Clean your eyes. I don't want to see you cry. Clean your eyes. It's over. It's over now. Come here. It's over now. Amen. It's over now. In the name of Jesus, a new beginning, a new season, in the powerful name of Jesus. Now, Jesus is giving you a new garment, a new rope. Tie yourself to the hem of this man's garment. You know how you serve a man as a reduce yourself to nothing in service, because that will become the excuse for your elevation. All right? There's something that has tried to hinder your path. So there's this fluctuation. I see, go up, come down, go up, come down, go up. Oh my God. Next time, some other time, maybe it's just going to be a prophetic. Daddy, I will say some things to you, but now it's too public. You will not fulfill a negative prophecy. In the name of Jesus. How many children do you have? Three children. Biological. All right, let all of your three children, if they are here, hold your hands together. You're the mother? So, no, put the children in, yes, and you stand at the end. I pray for all of you people. None of these children will end up manifesting what looks like an old, ancient pattern. These children run their race, fulfill their purpose. There is one of them here that has a prophetic mantle, a gift. One of them. I can sense it. I come in the strength of Yahweh. Power! Shonda manakatai! I declare, let destiny be unraveled. This child should be watched, groomed, and trained. The hand of God is upon him. What's your name? David. You are the second son.
First son.
You are the first son. He's the second son. I tell you, the hand of God is upon you. Amen. You need to start preparing. Amen. Drop the things you need to drop. Focus on the things you need to focus. Amen. Daddy, you need to adopt this one. Work on him. He needs a lot of work. He's raw right now. But when he's done, he will become a major voice. Is it like you made a deal with God when you gave birth to him? Eh? God has honored you. Hyena! Paporia da da ba da ba da. There is a gift I see on you. You are supposed to see dreams and find revelation. But suddenly it cut short. And now the Spirit of God says, I'm bringing it fresh on you. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Pirababa nina mana kataya. Fresh grace. Are you sure you're ready for what God is about to do? God doesn't use perfect people. He uses the sick. See, I'm a twin. If you see my twin brother, we don't look alike because I was born with a health condition. And my very twin brother, who were born the same day, the same womb, is never sick. They said I have sickle cell anemia. This one is elected and chosen. He can never go wrong. Raise your hands with high expectation. Vasupata kataya. What do you desire of the Lord? David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. Amana. Every form of arthritis, go right now. Every form of stomach issues, go right now. Every form of blood-related disease, go right now. Every reaction from the crown of your head to the toes of your feet, your eye pain, your ear pain, every abnormal, go, 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 go. Let there be healing upon you. Let there be healing upon you. Let the power of the Lord search through your body. Heal her body now in the name of the Lord Jesus. There is a restoration coming. God is repairing so many things in your life. Whew. My God. I wish I can minister to everybody here, but I believe everybody that came here is touched. Raise your hand and wave above your head. Say, I will not be mocked at. I will not be laughed at. I will not be humiliated. This programming of shame that was established against you is terminated. Kapata Pasho Gabea. You will not be put to shame. You didn't come this far to be frustrated. So go forth and break forth. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing you doubt, but stop doubting, because God is able to do just what he says he will do. Ayadaya. He's going to fulfill every promise he made to you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. Adaba. Latoni. Shaba. Perfect it. Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you are meant to carry, begin to carry. There's a strong anointing upon this one. Power of the Holy Ghost. Hold on, hold on. Power of God. Seal it and let it be established. In Jesus' mighty name. Sir, with your permission, sir, I'm very convinced in my spirit that something is going on. And everybody's life is changing. Oh, my God. What's your name? Byron. Come. Where's your wife? Hold her hands. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Sometimes prophecy comes like this in songs. He walks in ways we cannot see, because he will make a way for you. He will be your guide. Hold you closely to his side with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. God says he's making a way for you. There's a prayer you've been praying for 11 years. He said, I should tell you, he has answered it. Pani, akonde mana, dane marosumana. Answer the prayer. I don't know what covenant you made with God, but he's serving. Let the service not be polluted. Let the service not be compromised. Let his service not be compromised, because the service is an excuse God is using to honor him. So don't compromise your service. You shall serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Today, I put an agreement seal. Let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of Christ. Receive the mark of Christ. Receive the mark of Christ. Power of the Holy Ghost. Settle it. Settle it. Settle it. Once and for all. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh my God. Something just happened here. Glory to God. Keep on the church. Just keep on the church. There's an overwhelming anointing on her. Yes, keep her there. Father, thank you. Now, listen to me, people. One thing I want you to learn. Lift up your hand, people. Ask God again for that thing you're praying for. Ask him. The man on the camera there, you're about to enter the third dimension. I'm seeing you on the second dimension. And the Lord says, I'm bringing you up. Come up here. Come up here. Come up here. Paratasatu. Eshuna makata. Raise your hands up, people, and ask the Lord. Sir, there's going to be a revival in this community, and God is stirring up a revival from this altar. Dumane mashu parakataya. And that revival is going to cause confusion in the camp of the enemy. And adibo sofala tata. And the heavens will now again be open. Adibora fasukapa. And the voice of the Spirit of the Lord will thunder from Zion, and the earth will hear and acknowledge and recognize the supremacy of the Holy One. Jimana paratata, for all nations will gather, and all cities and nations will know that the Lord is God, and he is righteous in his judgment. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the spirit of prophecy here. Ask God for something. Ask God. The Spirit of God is here. The presence of God is here. If you can't ask, you can't receive. Ask, and you shall receive. Sir, there are things God is putting in my spirit, but I can't say it publicly. I need to say it to you alone. Father, thank you. Did you ask? I want to pray for you. But there's a burden in my spirit. The Spirit of God is, I notice that every time God wants to switch somebody from A to B, he gives you an opportunity to seed into your future. There is nothing God asks from you that he needs. Did God need Isaac's blood? No. But he needed Isaac to die. Die where? In the heart of Abraham. Because he told Abraham, put Isaac on the altar, carry the knife. Immediately God saw that Abraham's heart had killed Isaac. He said, carry a lamb and replace, because Isaac has a living destiny. So actually, the blood of that lamb was spiritually recognized as the blood of Isaac. So Isaac died, but he had to live. So Isaac was a living sacrifice. tonight, this evening, amen, I want you to put up a demarcation seed. I want you to take, everybody has a seed in their hand. He told Moses, what is that you have in your hand? I want you to take discipline yourself. I say, I don't give offering, I don't give tithe, but today I'm going to give. And I'm going to break the siege. The patterns are going to end. I will prosper. I will make it. Now, you don't prosper because you gave. You prosper because you covenanted to God and you understand the word of God and you're doing your business and you're giving God an opportunity to bless you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And how many of you know that today marks the end of an old phase? It's a new beginning for you. Are you with me? Come here. Come. Raise your hands. You fought over this, but you will not fight over it again. The glory of God that makes it easy to enter new level come upon you now. Paliso paratai, kalapaneko mada. Now let it come. Take and fulfill your purpose. It will not be hard. It becomes easy. In Jesus' mighty name. What's your name?
Sebastian.
It's a new season. Rise up. Fulfill your destiny. Step into the third dimension. It will be easy. I'm going to put oil on your hand and I want you to believe God with me. Every one of you that is sowing, I'd like you to step closer and come as close as possible. He asked Moses, what is that is in your hand? Whatever your seed may be, it can be 1,000, it can be 500, it can be 100, it can be 50, whatever, but everybody here has a seed. I want you to sow into this. Step into it. All right? And I want you to believe God with me. I have a great man of God that came to join me. I preached in their church this morning. God bless you, man of God. Please come. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Sir, there is somebody that is supposed to be here that is not here. Maybe they are watching online, but wherever you are, I want you to do the same thing. Believe God. They are going to be the display of an account for the church. And this is not for a man of God. This is for the mission, for the advancement of the world. But listen, he didn't ask me to do this. I'm led by the Spirit of God to challenge you to do this. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And it is not for me to carry and go and do anything in Africa. God is going to show you that you have sowed and your seed will bring harvest. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? As this oil come upon your hand, you will carry it and place on your head and say, thou anointed my head with oil. Let toiling end. Oil stops the toil. Do you remember that? Oil does what? The toil. Every one of you come here. Father, I pray for every one of them that are right here and those of them online connecting, as many that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Let every seed bear harvest. Change their lives. Honor their status. Make a way for them. I want you to know that seeds are not things you do out of convenience. A sacrifice has to go with a sense of sacrifice. I remember one time I was reserving a certain amount of money for a certain bill. And God said, carry all of it and give on an altar. And that was the end of a certain stage of my life. It was painful, but it became gainful. It was what? Painful, but it became gainful. This pain will translate to gain. For your four kids, something is changing. You will testify. Just make sure that when it happens, you come back to the same altar and hold the microphone and say, he did it! Because it will happen. To the glory of God. Raise your hands as I pray for you. Wherever you have struggled, that struggle ends today. La paz! The struggle ends today. There's something breaking right now. Every yoke of limitation, stagnation is over in Jesus' mighty name. I want to put this all on your hand, but if you are doing this, do it, number one, as the Spirit of God leads you, not sentimental. Don't be sentimental. Sentiments will make you make the wrong choice and make a mistake. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? when God told me to carry that bill to pay, the sentiments would have been, if I pay, who would? But that was the end of me living as a tenant. I became a landlord in that city. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because I dared to carry my rent to give all, not some, all. That's what God told me to do then. And today, in that same city, Daddy has been to our church. The land that our church sits on, it's in the, somebody evaluated the church and the land and costed it over ₦1 billion. ₦1 billion. Oh God, these are not information I should even be sharing online, but it's okay. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, God has a way of honoring you when you honor him. And God wants you to honor him like a fool. Like what? A fool. There's something going on with you. Yes. Something's going on today. Congratulations. You've just woken up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, wherever you are, I want you to trust God. Those of you who are sowing between 1,000 and 500, I'd like you to, between that, Lord, I'm breaking siege. I want you to break that siege. If you're sowing between 100, you're sowing 200, you're sowing 50, whatever it is, just make sure as this oil touches your head, the anointing does not go to waste. Make up your mind that your seed will bring harvest in Jesus' name. Now open your hands wide as I pray for you. As I put this in your hand, you place it on your head and make that declaration. Please come close so that I don't have to go. And that seed, hold your hands together. That seed becomes a yoke breaker. The Bible says you shall be 1,000 more than your fathers. 1,000 times greater. Lord, honor that seed. As a family, they've sown 1,000. Let 1,000 become millions. Not in multiplication, but in dimensions they can understand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, honor this couple and bring to pass their expectation. In Jesus' mighty name. And amen. Any other person, what you're sowing, come close this way. Amen. Quickly. Amen. Please come. I declare in the name of Jesus by the oil, let there be harvest. In Jesus. I just want everybody to come. As I put on your head, drop it on your head and it's stone. Please make sure you have the account on the screen. And I would advise you to do this in honor of God. Not just a normal offering. It's a sacrifice. All right? And to change your life. Come close. That seed becomes a source and a point of contact. In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord honor your seed in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord honor that 100 in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put it on your head. Come, please. The Lord honor that seed in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my God. And the Lord will honor your family. Jesus, man. Please let your children, your husband, take off this oil. Take it to them. Come quickly. Man, in Jesus' name. Everybody should have this quickly. All right. Whatever is your seed, just come. Jesus' mighty name. 500, the Lord. So that's 1,000. Okay. The Lord honor your seed in Jesus' mighty name. You will not cry. You will laugh in Jesus' name. Something about you. Congratulations. God bless you, sir. Amen. You come in, please come quickly. Before your 40th birthday, God will give you a birthday gift. Supernatural birthday gift. And you will know that you've met God. The Lord honor that seed in Jesus' mighty name. Please let your children touch it from your hand and bless them. They are also given individually. Wow. All right, come, please. That's your daughter, too. Wow, you're blessed. You're not yet 40. You have this grown daughter. God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. The Lord honor your seed. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please, this is a special service. It's not regular. It's not a... Come. 1,000. The Lord honor you 10,000 times honor. God show you mercy. In Jesus' name. Sir, congratulations. Your eyes will behold good. In Jesus' name. Put that all on your head. Smile. Jesus is giving you celebration. Congratulations. Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. Give a hug. Give it. Oh, lovely. 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 Congratulations. Amen. God bless. Jesus mighty name. What about you?
$10.
Amen. Okay, you've already. Okay. What about you? The Lord bless you. Something new has happened to you today. Do you know that? Congratulations. God bless you. The Lord bless that seed. Jesus' mighty name. Put it on your head. It's settled. In Jesus' mighty name. You will advance. Every one of you connecting to this advancement is your pleasure. And those of you online, as you connect to the same grace. And God is going to use you mightily. Those addictions in those people, God is going to use you to eradicate them. You'll become a vessel in the hand of God. Kapad Ramana Makaya Shonda Mardomele. Every form of addict that comes your way will be totally eradicated of their evil because they smite you. This all comes on your head and becomes an oil that ends the battle. Addictions of drugs, addictions of all forms of sexual addictions, whatever, as you speak to them, you will become a therapeutic agent that brings healing and transformation in Jesus. Now receive all of it. Jesus. Hold on. The Lord says he's amplifying her voice. There's an amplification.
Yes.
You don't know what's going on here. It's only casual people that think there's no God. God is at work. God is at work. Come here. The Lord bless your seed and cause that 100 to multiply. Next. In the name of Jesus. Where are your parents? That's your daughter? Oh my God. Go hug your parents. Hug both of them. Oh wow. You are blessed. In Jesus' name. She will bring you joy. She will. And the Lord honor that seed and bless you and your household. 100 becomes greater seeds in Jesus. That's the least you will ever sow. Come. God bless you, daughter. Your seed becomes a paving and an opportunity. The Lord bless you, young child. This child just goes, come, I'm not done with you. Do you want God to use you? It's coming. You won't be able to control it. It will look like something overtook you. Just let it flow. It's going to cut off a lot of things. Like a carpenter chisels the wood to form a shape. God is taking him through a process of chiseling the excesses. He's going to prune him into the man he's supposed to be. And when he starts, thank you, Jesus. If you can take it 2 or 3 days fast, just fast, maybe 6 hours daily, just wait on God. He will open your eyes and you will begin to get it clear. All right? All right, just listen, you will hear. In Jesus. Every other person that has not come, please come. Let me just come together so that we can quickly finish this verse. Just on a straight line here. The Lord bless your seed and bring you all your desire. Jesus' mighty name. Next, the name of Jesus. Oh, really? Okay. Okay, I pray for you that the Lord grants you clarity. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The Lord honor you, bless you. Son, you will bring pride to your parent in Jesus' mighty name. You? And the Lord bless you. This family is blessed. Are you the only daughter? You're the only girl. Lucky you. You are blessed. Oh, Father, thank you. Everybody give the Lord a clap of hand. Do you love the Lord? Now, the kingdom of God will advance. And the kingdom of the devil will be trapped down. And the devil is losing. God is winning. And you will never be put to shame. Stand to your feet. I bless you in the name of the Father. I bless you in the name of the Son. I bless you in the name of the Spirit of God. I come in agreement with Daddy, our Father. I join my faith with him. And I declare, you will come back with diverse kinds of testimonies. The anointing of this house will see you through. You will not break down. You will not give up. Your energy will not go down. You will become a source of multiple joy. Joy, 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 happiness. In the name of Jesus, I declare all things are working for you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit of God. Now, let me advise you, every time you make this kind of commitment, the devil will trick you into postponing it. So, the account details are on the screen. Please do it now. Avoid the temptation the devil wants you to go through. If you cannot do it now, make sure it's done as soon as you can. Are you with me? And the Lord will bless you beyond your imagination. Now, you're going to see dreams and revelation between today and tomorrow. Whatever you see, dreams that you don't understand, let Daddy know if you have his access or something. But pray about it, because what he's showing you is as a result of the oil you've just received. And it will bring multiple harvests. Good news is your portion. Those of you who gave your life to Christ, you are born again now. Don't go back to sin. Stay righteous. Stay in the camp of the righteous. And you will never be darkened. The Bible says, they looked unto him, their faces were lightened, and they were not put to shame. With the permission of Daddy, I feel you should be in this picture so that when the testimony comes, you will say, I was there. And that's the advantage you have over those who didn't come physically. All right? So everybody that came, just come, stand here. We're going to take a group photograph together. Eh? Come. From wherever you are. From wherever you are, just stay on the straight line. Hallelujah.
The taller ones.
Beauty for ashes.
Bless you. Pastor Paul's phone.
The man in the hood. Are you not joining us? Come.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Say, I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
God, you missed it.
Oh, she's coming. Come.
Well, they're serving upstairs.
Oh, she's serving upstairs. Okay, so come join. Come this way. God bless you. Where's she? Come, you are saving up. So come up, hold my hands, and you are blessed.
Amen.
Oh, I remember you, the daughter of the. Yeah. Congratulations, people.
Thank you.
You are blessed. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, praise the Lord. Are you glad you came? Yeah. Amen. So many people are Sunday morning only. They missed out. But I thank God that He's here with us and He's increasing our greatness in Him. Let's celebrate the gift of God. Praise the Lord. You know, when men of God come, when I travel, I don't meet with the ministers, I don't spend time with them, so that they don't get information from me and pollute the flow of what God is about to do. I did have lunch with him today, but we talked about every other thing. We didn't say anything about church or any of that. And even if we did, he wouldn't know the people anyway. But I watched as he ministered to you this evening, and how precise and specific, how he went to different ones and spoke particular words into their spirits. And I want you to know, when the prophetic word comes, you take that word and you fight with it. You don't shelve it. If you put it in the shelf, it will do nothing for you. But when you take that word, you run with it. You fight with it. Paul said to Timothy about him fighting based on the prophetic words that have been declared over him. Amen? Hallelujah. You've received the oil of the Lord. Let that oil cause you to live life to the full. No stress, no worry. The anointing doesn't scream. It screams when it wants to. But it's the authority that enacts and puts into play what God has spoken. Your life will never be the same for good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord God will honor you. And every assignment of the enemy is demolished, destroyed, eradicated. It is extinct in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Well, the man of the Lord, God led us to give today. Whatever commitments you have made, honor it. What did I say? Honor your commitment. It is better not to make a commitment than to make a commitment and not do it. Even if everything is falling apart, do what you said you're going to do, and you will see the hand of God. God will fight for you. Amen? He will give seed to the what? Sower. And He will multiply their seed sown. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. This is not about ching ching. This is about a covenant commitment to God. Say, God, I am your partner. You can trust me. And when you practice that, you partnering with God and you're honoring that commitment. Watch God. Say, I can trust this one. And he will bring things your way consistently. I remember when I was a $20 service person. And God said, now I want you to go to 50. I said, 50 what? He said, every service you are, 50. Then he graduated me. He says, the minimum you will ever sow in any service is $100. I said, who? Who are you talking to? But I'm no longer there. I'm no longer there. I'm no longer there. I will not stay there. So if God wants $1,000 from me, I say, where is it? He wants $10,000, where is it? It is no longer a problem because God supplies. Amen? But you've got to start with obeying him at that 10 or that 5. You start somewhere. It is not, oh, God, I gave this, so now I can get this. No, no, no. That's not it. Give me seed so I can sow. I'm your partner. Is there anybody here that's a partner with God? You can boldly say, I am God's partner. Oh, then you are in for a good ride. I tell you what, he will stretch you. Sometimes he will say, what are you talking about? Na 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 na. I don't want to hear it. But if you obey God, oh my Lord, he'll surprise you. He'll surprise you in ways that you cannot imagine. I don't know why I want to say this. But you know, the vehicle that I'm driving today, I had a very nice vehicle. And I got a call. He said, your vehicle is here. I said, what vehicle? Your vehicle, there's a new one. It's very good. So I'll come see it. And sure enough, I liked it. This is going to cost a lot. Guess what? I'm paying less for this vehicle than the one that I had. And I have one of 500 of that vehicle. It's a special vehicle. One of 500. And I think I might have gotten the first one in Canada. Can you imagine? Somebody say favor. I didn't go looking for it. It fell right there. But if I didn't obey God, when he says, I want this, he will not say, you know, you got to send, this is for my son. This one. I don't know why the Winnipeg Jets didn't win this year. But if you go in and look at that car, it's the NHL version, and I've got the Winnipeg Jets right there. And the day I got it, I said, Father, I would like my birthday on the plate. So I went. They asked me, well, do you want a regular one? I said, no, I want a specialized one. He said, which hockey team do you want? Do you Blue Bombers, whatever? I said, I want Winnipeg Jets. So they brought. And the very first plate, right on top. I actually told them when I was going to go across to get the insurance, I said, won't it be nice if I have my birth year on my plate? Now you know my bed here now. If you go outside there, you will know my bed. Hallelujah. That is God. It's a very little thing. But when you see, the thing is, when you are connected with God, you learn how to be thankful. You see the little things and say, thank you, Lord. You see the big thing, thank you, Lord. All of it is all thanksgiving. So I bless you today. And I declare that your seed sown is multiplied and that you are surprised on a daily basis. In the mighty name of Jesus, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I bless every worker, everyone that is serving in this house. Blessings pursue after you and overtake you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, remember, there's no Wednesday Bible studies until September. Prayer meeting is on Friday. And on Saturday is a block party. Amen? The man of God talked about a revival that is going to break up forth. Let that block party next Saturday be a conduit through which God is going to do an eruptive work of grace in our community. Amen? On Wednesday, though, we need you to come and take some flyers and spread it in the community. Wednesday, at what time would you like people here? 6:30 on Wednesday. Come. You have some flyers and distribute it and invite the neighbor. Don't just hand them a paper. Talk to them, love on them, and invite them to participate in the block party. We're expecting lots of people to be here in the parking lot. Tents and everything are going to be there. Bounces and all kinds of fun things are going to happen. You know, so let's look forward to the move of God in our midst. So good to have Pastor Taiwo here with us this evening. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Taiwo invited him to come speak at his gathering yesterday night and today. And so we are riding on the coats of he paid all the bills. So the blessings of God rest upon you and your ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know if there's anything else I need to share other than to say thank you so very much, man of God, for your amazing ministration to us tonight. Is there anyone left on Zoom? Oh, yeah, there's quite a few people on Zoom. Well, Sister Jeanette, Brother John, bless you.